Let's check in with Steve Burness, President and CEO of the Better Business Bureau, to get the weekly warnings about scams and spams. Good morning, Steve. Tell us about this scam where con artists have new ways to tap into our credit cards and mobile phones. What's that all about?
Well, good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me on today. Yes, this is called ghost tapping scam, and really con artists find a way to tap into your credit cards and in mobile phones. And basically, because of the contact payments technology there, the scammers now is able to use these machineries and either bump you or get close to you and read your credit card information or your debit card information as well. So it's very alarming. We're seeing an increase in complaints at the Better Business Bureau, you know, throughout the country on these types of scams. And consumers really, you know, don't realize that some physical contact in some way can cause them to get your credit card information as well. So be very careful, and you may want to get a wallet or a sleeve that has what's called RFID blocking and put your cards in there so they can't be skimmed by some type of machinery or bumping into that, you know, somebody near you as well. Let's just be very careful, and people should be aware of this.
So just don't get too close to other people. I mean, how can you avoid doing that?
Well, sometimes it's hard. You're getting close to people, or somebody just accidentally bumps into you, Bob, or they have a machine that can read it, you know, a few feet away.
Yeah.
As well. So the best thing, Bob, is get the RFID blocking sleeves. They're pretty cheap and inexpensive. You just put your cards in there, and then you put it in your wallet as well. And I think consumers also need to put bank alerts on their bank accounts. Mm-hmm. And it gets notified if there's if something happens or a charge. Any type of charge, so you know that you can take care of it right away, because especially on your debit card, because you know they can drain your debit account, mm-hmm. and it takes, you know, 3, 4, 6 months for the bank to investigate it, Bob. So mm-hmm. people can't pay their bills then, so you got to be very careful in those situations
and monitor your accounts. A lot of people right. getting voicemails or texts about loans that they didn't apply for. Are you getting many reports on that?
Yeah, we are, Bob. It's increasing, and the Federal Trade Commission also receiving, they just issued a warning as well. We're seeing consumers calling us, telling us that they're getting this information from, you know, getting calls saying they applied for a loan, and they say they didn't. Well, give us your Social Security information or our bank account information. We'll check into it. And consumers are divulging that information. So kind of like throwing them off, Bob, like, hey, what do you mean somebody applied for a loan? You know, then they want to find out more. Is it true? Mm-hmm. So then they give their Social Security number and things of that. So if somebody calls you out of blue saying, we're calling you because you applied for a loan and you didn't, that's the tip off to rip off, Bob. Don't even call them back. And don't even trust caller ID as well, because they have a way to manipulate the caller IDs.
Also, investment fraud is happening in some familiar places now, and these supposed opportunities are actually scams, aren't they?
They are, Bob. They're scams, and they kind of get into, like you said, into community connections or having some other, you know, connection with you, whether it be your church or through your social media in person as well. And they promise you high returns with little or no risk, and that's the tip-off to the rip-off, Bob. Nobody can do that. Nobody's allowed to do that as well, but they're kind of infiltrating your groups. So if you see your, you know, Facebook post, your neighborhood post, or your church, you got this investment advisor coming in, do the research on that individual person, make sure they're licensed and regular, you know, in a way, and don't believe. If they offer you the great returns with no risk, that's the sign, Bob. Walk away, run away, don't do anything.
Here's something that we should all do. Get a webcam cover, and tell us first what this is, why it's important, and how people can get one for free from you, Steve.
Sure. Basically, a webcam cover goes over your laptop computer and it covers your camera when it's not in use. And people say, what's that purpose of it? Because they can get into your computers and they can turn your camera on and shut that light off. So you even know that they have access to your camera. So it's important to always protect that camera, cover it up. And because of our great, you know, partnership with WGN Radio, we're offering these free webcam covers from the Better Business Bureau. Just go to our website, bb.org/ Chicago Buzz, or email me directly, and we'll send you a free webcam cover, no strings attached, and anybody can get one.
Every day, it seems like I'm getting an offer from my cable company for a discount, or it's an email or a text about some order I placed, and then somebody wants me to click in if it's incorrect, and of course it is. So, I mean, you just got to be so careful these days, don't you?
You do, Bob. Anybody calling you saying they got this great offer, you're about to miss on an offer using a well-known name, we're just having a surge of complaints or scam tracker reports, rather, on Comcast, you know, saying that they're calling from Comcast. It's not Comcast calling. It's a scammer using Comcast's name. They're being an imposter. And I've got one recently from Comcast and saying I'll save 50% discount. And people say they'll miss out. I got to click here. You got to click. I don't want to miss a 50% discount, Bob. And it's my cable company. It's not. Yeah. And some of them are actually asking you not to call the phone number of Comcast, to call what's on the caller ID. I mean, that's the sign of a ripoff. That's the tip-off, Bob.
And, you know, I got an email supposedly from PayPal for an order, $500 order, and then they're asking me to they say you can reach us at this number, and of course people call the number because they didn't order anything. I wonder how they even got my email, Steve.
They get it all over the place. All these data breaches all the time, Bob. It happens quite often. Major companies, data breaches. So basically, they send information, email asking for urgent matter. You bought a TV, or you bought a sound system, or you bought this. Well, no, I didn't. You get panic, and you call them up, and okay, well, Bob, you didn't buy it. We'll credit your account. What's your credit card number? And we'll put it on there, and that's how they get this information. So somebody calling out of blue saying that, please, Bob, it's the tip-off to the rip-off.
Steve Burness, Better Business Bureau, BBB.org for more. Thanks, Steve. Talk to you again next Thursday.
Have a great day.
You as well.